The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
This is going to strike right at Jen Hobby here. Mm-hmm. The whole smoking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been able to stop smoking. Well, I stopped for like four years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then in the last 2 years, picked it up again. And
were there physical differences that you noticed in the 4 years?
I don't remember. I don't know.
This is, you know what? Listening to Jen is like...
I'm just exhausted by it.
She's such a good example of how smokers act about smoking, is that it's a constant fight. They go through this love-hate relationship. I'm watching my wife go through it also.
Yeah.
And then at one point, they really shut down. Like, you can't ask them questions about it because they're just over themselves.
Yeah, I think so.
She's over herself.
Yeah, I think you get to that point. And some days, I have really good days. And then other days, I am, you know, super stressed out. I'll notice it, like, for girls, like, depending on where you are throughout the month, there's certain times where mm-hmm. you want to, you know, where I'll want to smoke more or I'll be stressed out or whatever it is, that I'll lean on it more. And then there's other times where I do it less. So, and I felt like I was pretty good over the holidays. I was with my family and I don't smoke in front of my family. I'm dating now. I'm not smoking on dates, that kind of thing. So I feel like I'm doing it less and it's becoming easier to do it less often. But still, there are those times when I'm like having coffee or driving in the car, whatever those things you associate it with, that I haven't been able to stop. And I haven't really, if I'm being honest with myself, I haven't completely wrapped my brain around doing it.
About quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife and I are going through the same thing right now, but she gets very passionate about things and very defiant. Like, that's it. I am done smoking. And then 3 weeks later, she starts smoking again. And then she's defiant about it. That's it. I hate cigarettes. I hate the way they smell. I'm so over it. I'm done. And then 4 weeks later, she's smoking again. So she came to bed last night and she's like, did you notice anything different today? And I said, I looked at the hair, I looked at the nails.
You're like, oh God, loaded question.
I'm like, no, I got nothing, darling. And she's like, well, I haven't had a cigarette all day today, which she doesn't smoke in front of me anyway, but I can always smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her last night, and in a serious way, I'm like, baby, I don't know how to support you in this whole thing. Like, do you want me to be excited for you? Do you want me to be real with you and say that I've heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know exactly how to react to this anymore. She's like, you don't have to react at all. I'm just telling you.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Because I've heard the fight so many times,
yeah.
But this is the same thing that smokers go through all the time, this love-hate relationship. So we were initially going to send Jen up with Sean Wheeler here to go get hypnotized, but it just hadn't happened yet.
We do have an appointment, finally. We figured out
our
schedules and our calendar, and it's my fault because Sean would write me back via email and say, well, are you available this day? And then I would just kind of stall. I don't know why.
Did you confirm the appointment once Tracy told you he'd be sitting 4 feet from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you
That's exactly when I did it.
That's usually how it works.
You may be able to come in here every other week for the rest of the year, depending
true.
On how Jen's.
Well, when it first happened, I knew when I was first on the show back in November, I knew not to harass you because it's not going to do me any good for someone to come in when they're not ready to quit.
Right.
So I would even say if you're not ready in a couple of weeks when we made our appointment, reschedule.
No,
you know, I don't care. You know, come in when you're ready, and it'll be the most effective.
When is your appointment for?
The 20th, I think.
The 20th,
yeah. Yeah, the 20th.
So you just really, you must really be jammed 24/7 between now and
then.
I actually am.
Okay.
I bet this is the time of year.
This
I'm
is
sure.
the time when everyone jumps on the bandwagon and decides to quit smoking, to lose weight, to do all these things, and I'm the one they call.
Sean is a hypnotist, and I think that people are going to dismiss it partially because of your own fault. I think that people see it in stand-up comedy,
yeah.
And for some reason, I think that that sort of discredits what hypnosis is all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say that, you know, I do the hypnosis shows. When I do the shows, I tell people what it is and what it's not. I tell them it's cooperation and not control. I explain it. But a lot of hypnotists don't. They're going for, I want to look like a magician. I want to look all powerful. So they leave that part out, thinking everyone's going to be even more impressed. And that mm-hmm. does damage to it. And then, of course, you got the movies where people are always hypnotized into having supernatural abilities and just right. seeing into the past and the future and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that, yeah, that really does hamstring it.
How did you learn how to do it?
Went to school for it.
Really?
And I didn't go to college for it. I went to college for broadcast journalism, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. Here I am at a radio station. Yeah, but I went
that's
to school for broadcast
degree.
Journalism. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought, but actually it's turned out to be a plus. I use it in a lot of different ways. But anyway, you know, after I was working with CNN for a number of years, I felt a little bit dissatisfied with that. I tried the hypnosis out. It was helpful. And when I had a chance, I went back to school for it. Studied it, 250 hours of training, working
oh, wow.
with people. And when you're doing the training, you're working with each other in the class. You're working with clients outside of class for credit. By the time you graduate, you've actually worked with people for over 50 hours. So you don't just walk out, you know, clueless, you know, having your first client. And I've been doing this for over 6 years. So I've had, you know, almost 700 clients now that I've been working with.
And I was on the website a lot, you know, just
right.
reading about all the different testimonials and the people that it's really worked for and that kind of thing. And you do it for...
Smoking, weight loss, fears and phobias. Those are the main ones. You know, stress management is something that comes into play for everyone. But yeah, I've had some really cool fears and phobias that I've cured. I've had some really weird kind of things that have happened. A woman who was afraid of cats, you know, and it lasted for over 30 years and I cured it in one session.
Really?
And I knew this because I have two cats and I was able to immediately after the session have her hold them. You know, which
wow.
is like, I don't have an airplane parked out in my backyard. So when I, you know, when I work with someone on a fear of flying, I can't just board them on the plane right away. But with the cats, it was like, it was right there. She was holding them and it was like done.
Wow.
Is it the kind of thing that if I ask how hypnosis works in the brain, if somebody hears that, then it won't take as well as if they
now,
just go in?
The conscious knowledge of how it works doesn't interrupt the process of it working. So,
okay.
you know, the one thing that's different from what people expect is that you actually know exactly what's happening when you're hypnotized. Now, you said last time we were here that you were on the stage and
mm-hmm.
you were doing that and you knew what you were doing,
mm-hmm.
but you just chose to do it.
It just seemed like so much fun that
exactly.
I decided to cluck like a chicken, right?
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, if you feel comfortable, why not? And the thing in therapy is it works the same way, meaning that your purpose is different for being there. But because you know what's happening, you know whether you're going to respond to this suggestion or that suggestion. So Jen's going to know what's happening when she's hypnotized. She's going to
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying. And really what I'm saying is not going to be anything new to her. But because you're in a suggestive state, if it's something you want to do, it seems like a more appealing idea and something that you're more likely to do.
Okay. Is there anything I need to do to prepare for it?
Yeah. Well, the only thing that you have to do to prepare, well, number one is you got to make up your mind to quit. And the thing that you've been sort of hedging and hawing about, you know, I'm not sure if I want to, make up your mind to quit. And the other thing is just get rid of all your stuff before you come in. So what I've had is some clients who come in and I tell them, I say, get rid of all your cigarettes, get rid of all your ashtrays, get rid of all your lighters. And they don't. And they keep an emergency pack. This is a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell me they're doing so great and they hadn't smoked in a week or 2 weeks and they got stressed out for 1 second. And they went because they had an emergency pack hidden up
there.
In the closet. They grabbed it. And what happens
you always
is,
know it's there, too.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're not going to forget that you happen to have two cigarettes in the back of the junk drawer and a lighter in there. Like, you're not going to forget
right.
that.
Right. And
know?
So there's no point. If you've made up your mind that you're going to quit, you don't need an emergency pack. It's like, look, you might get stressed out,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to die if you can't get a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have to make that. You have to take the responsibility, first and foremost. And you have to be honest with yourself. If you don't do those things, hypnosis can't do anything for you at all. But if you do take responsibility and you're honest with yourself, it'll make it a heck of a lot easier for you.
And what's the percentage of success?
I don't keep stats, but I'll tell you, for after two sessions of working with people, it's probably higher than 75%. Meaning
wow.
that, yeah, because...
That's so awesome.
But that's the thing. The thing that I communicate that's the most important in those sessions is what your responsibility is and what my responsibility is.
Mm-hmm.
My responsibility is to give you some tools that make it easier. Yours is still to be the one who says, when you do have the choice, when you do have the thought,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. If you don't do that or if that hasn't been communicated, I wouldn't have any success because you're always going to have a moment. I mean, you're not going to go the rest of your life without having a temptation.
Sure.
It's having the tools and being prepared for that situation that helps you to get through it.
Because it is such a mental thing, too. And I think that Stacey would probably say this, or anybody who's struggled with quitting smoking would say this, is like, it's not necessarily the physical, because it's after what, like a week or
yeah.
2 weeks that the physical addiction is completely gone.
Well,
but I mean, I have a friend right now who is, I don't know how far along, maybe like 4 or 5 months pregnant. And so she obviously stopped before she started trying. She stopped smoking and all that kind of stuff. And then certainly when she was pregnant, she hasn't smoked since. But she keeps having dreams about it. She keeps thinking about it.
Well, yeah, it's something that
like,
you've done for so long.
She's like, I haven't had a cigarette in, you know, she's like 6 months, but I'm still thinking about it all the time.
Well, for people who think that it's physical, here's what my experience is. I've had clients who've been smokers for 25, 30, 35 years, smoking a pack and a half or a carton a week, quit with hypnosis, didn't have any cravings at all.
Wow. Okay?
Now, that's not everyone, but that's some of them.
Right.
And if it can happen for someone, that means that the physical part of it is very, very small. And once you stop thinking about it, you know, once the stress isn't an issue, right. It's not that hard.
Right.
Here is Shannon. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I was hypnotized maybe about 6 years ago, and I quit for 3 years. And, of course, I was off. I didn't have any cravings. I felt great. But then I was off with a bunch of girlfriends. You know, one thing led to another. Just let me have a hit, you know. And then I started back, and I've been smoking back for maybe about 2 years now. And I went and got hypnotized about a year ago from the same lady, and it didn't work at all. I mean, I didn't, you know, I went right back to smoking just like I had before. Hmm. And so why would it work one time and not work the second time?
Well, because the it that you're talking about is hard to define. The it, hypnosis, how it works. It has to do with how it's communicated. Okay, part of it has to come from you as the individual taking the responsibility to say, I'm going to give it 100%. And if you're not really committed to it and you say, well, I'm just going to go to the hypnotist and hopefully I won't want to smoke anymore. Well, that may be true to an extent sometimes. Like part of it is not having to do a lot of work on your own, not having to make a lot of effort on your own. But a part of it is always going to be your responsibility. So when I work with my clients, I give them unlimited sessions. I say you can always come back for free for the rest of your life, as long as I'm in business.
Wow.
Yes. And every once in a while, I'll see somebody a year later or 6 months later. They did really well, but they slipped up or they want some reinforcement. And then I work with them again.
Sean Wheeler is the hypnotist that's speaking right now. And the website is?
Purehypnosis.com.
All right. It's after 8:30 now. And we say on The Burt Show that after 8:30, we assume that kids aren't listening so we can do some more adult material.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm going to take one call that's going to represent three women that were on the line to talk to you about. Do you have any idea what it might be?
I have no idea.
Huh. Good morning, Anne. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to let you know you're not alone. There were three other women with the very same question you're about to ask.
Well, thank the maker.
Go ahead and ask Sean.
Can hypnosis help me have an orgasm?
Yeah, absolutely.
Depends what? On how good
what? No, but Sean can.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, you know. No.
It's one of those free sessions.
No, it's all right. I've got a girlfriend. I can't say that.
Can I be, and she's right now going, oh, really, hypnosis can? Well, why can't you?
Three women called up and went in to say the same thing. They've either just orgasmed once or never have at all. And
right.
Can they be hypnotized right. into being able to do that?
Absolutely, because what you're talking about is your thoughts. Your thoughts while you're having sex are going to determine what your experience is. And everyone knows that if your thoughts are somewhere else, if you're on the football game or thinking about grandma, that you can't really get there in the same way that you can if you're focused on what's happening.
I guess it depends on what grandma looks like.
Oh, well, my God!
I have no comment on that. No comment.
Hey, it doesn't count on the air. We are working.
Right.
It's part of my job to be pervy. Bert's too.
It's not mine. So let me be clear. When anything that has to do with how you think in a situation, and that does, you know, what you're thinking about during that time is going to affect what you're feeling, then yes, hypnosis can be helpful to that.
Well, the only thing is, like, I've had one orgasm. I'll be 28 next month. I've had one orgasm, and that was back when I was in college. And I haven't been able to have one since, and I, you know, enjoy the sensation or whatever. But I feel like there's a mental barrier to where I cannot break through it.
Yeah, if there's a mental barrier, if there's something that's holding you up, if there's something that's blocking you, it's not allowing you to have the experiences fully, then there are things that we can do in the hypnosis that will get you past that, that will help you to feel more comfortable in that situation, just enjoying the experience, rather than maybe putting pressure on yourself or trying to do something, trying too hard.
It's an interesting philosophical debate. Is it good to have one? Or never to have one at all.
Better to have loved and lost.
I have a question for her.
She's already gone.
Oh, she is. Okay. I was going to ask if it was only when she was with someone else.
I don't know.
Or by herself.
Maybe she'll call back. This initially started out on how to quit smoking, but others are calling with other hypnosis suggestions. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi. Do you want to be on the Voice Disguiser?
Please.
Okay.
My sister actually has had a problem with fucking her thumb.
She
is 25 years old and mainly does it when she's stressed, stressed or tired. So I didn't, and she's actually thought about it, but didn't know if that was something that could help, doing hypnosis to help her stop.
Now, is she sucking her thumb like in the middle of the day when she's stressed out, or does she just wake up in the middle of the night and she realizes she has a thumb in her mouth?
She'll do it in the middle of the day.
Wow. She's 25.
Yeah. If it's coming from stress, then my answer is usually, yeah, it can be helpful. I'm very quick not to say that, look, it's not a magic pill. It's not a cure-all. Everyone that calls, I'm not going to say, yes, I can help you just to take your money. But if it's something that comes from stress, hypnosis is the opposite of stress, meaning it's a deep relaxation. So when a person learns to do that, a lot of things that are symptomatic of stress can be helped.
Okay. And what about with being tired? I mean, is that something that...
You mean her being overtired contributing to it?
Yes, because yeah. That's when, you know, a lot of the time, I guess my comfort too, you know, the just...
Well, hey, one of the things that's important is that a person's got to get enough sleep. And if she's not getting enough sleep or rest, or if she's working too hard, then this is something that can help with that as well. My clients usually report sleeping better after the first week or so of doing this with me.
That's what I was going to say, because Bert is... No, I mean, no. All listeners know about Bert's struggles with sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at your website, and you have, what are those, CDs that you order at home?
Yeah, I have CDs, I have MP3s, and I have one that's good for insomnia, actually. Now, all my recordings have an induction and a relaxation suggestions, but the thing that's different about the insomnia one is it doesn't have an ending. Like, it doesn't have the part where I say, open your eyes and wake up. It just trails off to music. So you can listen to it as you're falling asleep. And, you know, it doesn't work necessarily every time for everyone, but I've had, you know, I had a client, my friend who just did that website, put up the MP3 store. He's been listening to the insomnia one and has been sleeping really well.
He's falling asleep as he's putting up the website.
Yeah, it was a big delay because he's just sleeping the whole time.
It's taking him 2 years to construct your website.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandy, good morning. You're on Q100 with Sean Wheeler.
Hi, good morning. Love
good morning.
The show.
Thank you.
I actually, several years ago, had a death in my family and started binge eating, and nothing's helped so far. Tried counseling, I've tried medication, and was wondering if that was something that you could help with.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have to know more specifics about your situation, how it's working, in order to tell you exactly how we could do it. But when it comes to compulsive behaviors, it tends to do with what you're thinking about in the moment. And if what you're thinking about in the moment is you're only focused on the food and what it's giving you, usually people are doing that. It's you're trying to address one need in a really inappropriate way. It's like you have a need for something else, but you're trying to stuff it down with food. And so what we do is we try to help you to focus on fulfilling that need in a more appropriate way. And when you do that, the symptom of overeating goes away.
Everybody's calling up with different ideas on what it can help and what it can't. Maybe instead of taking all those calls, what is something that hypnosis cannot help you with?
I got a good one. I had a client, this happens for me from time to time. I had someone call me last week or email me, and he said, you know, I just went up through this terrible breakup with my girlfriend, and I want you to erase her from my memory. And I get that several times a year, you know, usually around Valentine's Day, it's worse. But it's like, you know, what I tell them is that I can't erase a person from your memory. That's just, you know, it's not the way it works. You can forget things from hypnosis, but it's not quite that clean. But what I do tell people is that you can help. And this guy came in last week, and he was just so distraught, couldn't stop thinking about her, was tormented. And so what I did with him was I helped him to forget about her a little bit, meaning to not so much focus on the thoughts of her. And because of that, 2 days later, he sent me an email saying, hey, man, I just want to let you know I'm doing a lot better. It's working already.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not like you can just, like, Eternal Sunshine, right? Did anyone see that movie with Jim Carrey?
Yeah. And so, you know, go back in and erase stuff.
That's what I say. I say the important thing is you don't want to erase those memories, because if you do, you're not going to learn anything from it. Mm-hmm. And then you're doomed to repeat the same situation. And this guy said, if I meet her again, I want to just, like, meet her like I've never known her before. I was like, dude, really? You want to go through that
She's
again?
She's the same person.
You don't want to go through that again. So,
right.
Yeah.
And all your friends, you're going to look across the bar and go, God, she is hot. And your friends will be like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly.
So hypnosis can help you in a whole bunch of different areas. We were focusing on cigarette smoking today. But if you want to get in touch with Sean, you can go to his website again.
And there's a lot more information there, purehypnosis.com, about what it can help you with.
And you said you have a pretty full schedule now. Like, realistically, if I called you up today and I said that...
About 2 weeks.
Before I can get in to see you. But go to his website today, and we'll have a link up to it from ours at Q100Atlanta.com. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being here.
Appreciate it.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.